USD 49 had a notable 2022, and as they look ahead to 2023, they've got a lot planned. Superintendent Ron Wilson stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. It's
a time to regroup and recharge and get ready for the chase to the end.
Yeah. But one of the things we're going to talk about today is the accreditation process. And I know this is a complicated kind of process you guys have to go through, but maybe you wanted to share with us kind of some updates, what's going on currently with that.
Yeah, I think this is this has been an interesting part. And I don't know if many listeners understand, our schools go through an accreditation process every 5 years. And this is just some look at what the state requires of us as a school district and every school district in the state of Kansas. We look at compliance issues. Are we complying with what the state requires of schools? We also look at some of our foundational structures that we have in place. The process basically starts at the beginning of 5 years, and we set some goals. Our goals were 5 years ago. Well, technically it was 6 years ago because we took a pause year because of the COVID year, but 6 years ago, the district created some goals that they were going to work on during that accreditation cycle. We were looking at relationships, developing stronger relationships within, you know, our schools, as well as just some the relevance of instruction and making sure it applies to what kids need and making it relevant to what they might need later on. So those are the goals that we set. Each year we meet with an outside visiting team who comes to our district, and they review our progress. Year five, which we just completed right before the Christmas break, is the final visit. And the outside visiting team, we present all our information, show our progress, and then what they'll do is they submit their final report to a committee, which is called the Accreditation Review Committee team at the state level, and submit what they feel is how we've done throughout this five-year process. You know, we haven't actually received the report back, but we've gotten thumbs up from our outside visiting team that's been with us for over 5 years. They feel really good about what we're doing, and also what we're doing towards the vision for what the Kansas State Board of Ed has designed for what schools should be doing, and some of the things that we have really excelled at over this five-year period is just the post-secondary effectiveness, and that is where our kids who have graduated from Hayes High have gone on over the next 2 years to receive some kind of certification, some type of post-secondary achievements. And we track that for 2 years of all our graduates, and we're really exceeding the state averages in really high in a lot of ways in how our graduates are doing something after high school that is it's going to pay off for them down the road. So those are some things that have been involved in the accreditation process. It's fairly in depth. It's a great opportunity for us as we go through these 5 years to review and reflect, and also work on things that we feel like maybe we're not meeting, you know, towards our goals. So it's been a good thing, and we're very happy to have completed the 5 years the process. Now the unique thing is, you're never really finished. We will immediately start right back in on some of the same stuff we've been working on. We feel like we've improved some systems over the last couple of years for our district in terms of how we are systematically going to put things in place to help intervene with kids who maybe are struggling. And so we're very optimistic about what we have done and what we can do going forward.
I like that. You know, and I like the way that you phrased that. It's always an ongoing process. There's never a finish line. And being able to say, we can look at these things and we think we can do better isn't a knock against the way things are done. It's just a change. And especially, I think, in education, you guys have to constantly deal with that. And I think we heard a lot of that during the bond issue. Well, when I was in school, we did it this way. Why do we have to do it differently? It's because we know more now, right?
Oh, absolutely, James. You know, I've been in education a long time, but I would tell you that what I know as an educator is so, you know, I've been just knowing, understanding how kids learn and what they need, and some of the things, and going back to what our goal is, just the relevance, making sure that what we're teaching is important. And that's one of the things that we'll be working on even going forward over the next 5-year period is working on some clarity, making sure that what we're teaching kids really is making an impact at the student's desk. I think that's something we're really trying to focus on. Sometimes we try to give kids what we feel is important, but sometimes we really have to be honest with what they really need and what's relevant to them.
Yeah. Well, moving on to something a little bit more fun, I think. Yeah. Bowling. You guys introduced this. Would it start in the fall semester, or are you kicking it off?
Yeah, we did. We actually approved this the first year for bowling at Hayes High, and I think this is very exciting. We started off with what was called unified bowling, and that was a combination of some students who have identified disabilities, along with students who do not have identified disabilities. They combined together to unify and create a bowling team. That team participated in the fall. I think they eventually ended up getting third at the state, which was really a celebration. Not necessarily, it was a celebration about their finish, but it was just a celebration about how cool it really was to see the kids all working together and getting to enjoy and explore and opportunities outside of the classroom that sometimes don't get those opportunities. So that was a really cool thing. Now, the next phase is our actual Hayes High bowling team. So some of those same kids who participated with unified bowling are now part of the Hayes High bowling team. We have our inaugural kickoff, I guess, of the bowling season and Hayes High bowling today. It's out at the Centennial Lanes, I believe. I'm not sure.
I'm not
exactly
a bowler either. Yeah, I know there's the bowling alley. Yeah. I don't know the name of it.
So anyway, that's where we're holding our inaugural event today. It's kicking off the season, and so we're really excited about what we've given opportunities for kids that maybe haven't had the opportunity to do some extracurricular activities, and we've got some really talented bowlers. So we're really excited to get this off and celebrate with them all their talents.
Very cool. Yeah, I love that inclusion piece, because I know smaller schools especially, and taking it outside of Hayes, they struggle with different ways to be able to have students enjoy sports or music or whatever it would be, because their resources are limited. And I think bowling is one of those things that most little towns out here in Western Kansas have a bowling alley, and everybody can join up for a relatively low cost. And I mean, I know there's some cost to the district in this case because you've got the bowling coach, but really, other than that, it's not like outfitting a football team or a basketball team. It's just making sure they have space.
Yeah. We're very fortunate the event, the place here in Hayes offers their place up for us to practice and compete against other schools. And also, just to jump onto what you were saying, the inclusion piece has been really cool to see, but it also is creating opportunities for kids. You know, it's a lifetime sport that regardless of your age and where you're at in life, you can always go bowling and have fun, and it's a great recreational activity. And so this is just a benefit, and we're so happy and that we're able to have been able to do this for our students.
You know, maybe as you're working through this bond project, you guys could slip a bowling alley in somewhere, maybe in the new Hayes High, get a little 4-lane kind of situation going on.
Well, that would be fun. I don't think that's in the plans, but that would be a fun little addition. But I don't foresee that probably happening. So,
what is the latest on that bond issue, as we've got here just a few minutes to wrap up?
You bet. I think, I don't necessarily know if I have anything, that's been happened. There's just so much going on right now. Right now, we're kind of in what I would call the weeds, the details of, of the design of our new high school. We're talking specifics on classrooms and auditoriums and gymnasiums and getting into the fine details of what that might look like. We've been looking at security and how we can best make sure that we have the best secure space available. We've looked at how our traffic flow will come into the school and leave the school, and how we can make sure everything processes in the right way, safe way. Just so many details that are being discussed. We are looking at designing schedules for how this is all going to get completed, because as the calendar is turned to January, we know that just within a few months here, we will be breaking some ground, and that's when things will get busy. But we have to make sure that we have all these schedules in place, knowing how we're going to be able to get this completed by our targeted dates. And so I think so much going on. It's still very exciting for our community. I'm just hopeful that we will be able to see progress soon. I think that will definitely kind of recharge the buzz that we're hoping that it will, as people will be able to see the progress that's being made.
Yeah. And getting to that point, you have to work with a lot of outside agencies, right? Like the police department for the traffic study, I would imagine, road division, and on top of that, all the construction guys.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. As we're working with the city closely on lots of things. We've been working with the police department on the security issue. We've been all been working together, and that's been the great. It's definitely a community project as well as not just a school district project. So we're all working together and understanding how this is going to impact our community in such a positive way. And so that's been a really great thing.
And as the conversation nationally continues to focus on inflation and the problems that cause, how is the money side of this looking, or have we even got to that point yet?
Well, we haven't got to the point of in terms of sending out bids on anything yet. We still have to complete the design. That I would foresee that bids will be sent out here sometime February into March. That's when vendors will have the opportunity to see if they want to participate in our bond project by submitting their bids on what they feel is they can do. And so we're hopeful that prices, I would tell you that I've heard that prices have in terms of the projects that we're looking at, maybe have stopped increasing, maybe even slightly started to decrease. And so the further we go into the new year, I hopefully will continue to see a little bit of a decrease, as I think in a lot of times we're just in that squeeze of where production hasn't met the demand yet. And so once we start to see that ramp up in production of all the things that we'll need to complete and build a new school, I feel like we'll be able to see some decrease in the pricing, because, of course, our dollars can only go so far, and we've got to get every ounce of every penny out of every dollar we have. So we're really working hard to work to be, I think frugal in terms of how we look at designing our building. We want really nice buildings, but understand we can't do everything. So we're into those conversations. That's some of the details that we're in right now. So we'll complete those here within the next month and be ready to send out bids here very soon.